Hello, Pokerminders! Welcome to the PokerPod Psych Edition, where I'm going to talk about everything psychology, from the complexities of human behavior to practical tips for your mental well-being. I'm your host, Katya, a licensed clinical psychologist, and today I'm going to poke some minds. Hello, Pokerminders! Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is the last episode about defense mechanisms, and we will take a closer look at compartmentalization, compensation, and undoing. And without further ado, let's dive right in. We start with compartmentalization, keeping worlds apart. Compartmentalization is like dividing your life into separate boxes to maintain order and avoid discomfort. It's a mechanism where individuals isolate conflicting thoughts, feelings, or aspects of their life to prevent mental chaos. For example, many people unconsciously create a work self and a private self, keeping their professional responsibilities and emotions separate from their personal lives. This allows them to stay composed at work, even when facing personal struggles. While this is a healthy strategy to help manage stress temporarily, over-reliance on compartmentalization can create emotional strain, identity conflicts, and even burnout. Some examples for over-reliance include overworking. Someone in a high-stress job might leave their work worries at the office, creating a clear boundary between work and home life. However, ignoring overbearing work stress at home can lead to burnout and tension when unresolved issues seep into family dynamics. Another example are moral dilemmas. Let's say a lawyer with strong professional ethics may engage in questionable financial practices in their personal life. By keeping these two ethical standards separate, they avoid confronting the contradiction, but this dissonance might weigh heavily over time. Within relationship dynamics, a person who is in a committed relationship but is secretly involved in an affair mentally separates these two aspects of their life. With their partner, they act loving and devoted, while with their affair, they indulge in passion and secrecy. By compartmentalizing, they avoid guilt in the moment, but over time, this division can create emotional dissonance, stress, and potential fallout when these two worlds collide. In another scenario, compartmentalization can be used to cope with trauma. For example, a veteran who experienced traumatic events during service may push those memories into a separate mental box to function in daily life. While this helps them maintain normalcy, unprocessed trauma can resurface unexpectedly, leading to issues like PTSD. Regarding cultural identity, someone from a conservative cultural background might adopt liberal values among friends, but revert to traditional behaviors with their family. This separation allows them to fit into different contexts, but can lead to identity struggles when these worlds collide. In conclusion, compartmentalization is a defense mechanism where individuals keep conflicting thoughts, feelings, or aspects of their life separate to avoid discomfort and maintain mental order. Next up is compensation, balancing the scales. Compensation is a defense mechanism where people overemphasize certain traits or behaviors to make up for perceived weaknesses. It's a way to preserve self-esteem and manage insecurities. While this strategy can lead to remarkable achievements, it can also mask unresolved emotional issues. Some examples include, again, overworking. For example, someone who feels unsuccessful in personal relationships might dedicate excessive time to their career, using professional achievements to validate their self-worth. While this boosts confidence temporarily, it can intensify feelings of isolation and burnout. When it comes to material possessions, a person who is insecure about their social status may purchase luxury cars or designer items to project an image of success. These external displays might hide deeper self-esteem struggles. I think we all know the cliché about men and their sports cars. Another example is social behavior. Someone who is shy in intimate settings might become the life of the party in group environments. Their outgoing persona masks their social anxiety and helps them gain approval, but doesn't address their discomfort in one-on-one interactions. Compensating through physical appearance. An individual self-conscious about their height might focus on fitness and fashion to feel more confident. While this boosts their self-image, it might not address the root of their insecurities. When it comes to academic achievements, a person haunted by early academic failures might overcompensate by striving for top grades and accolades. This success rebuilds their self-esteem, but can fuel perfectionism and fear of failure. In conclusion, compensation is a defense mechanism where individuals overemphasize certain behaviors or traits to make up for real or perceived weaknesses. Let's talk about undoing, reversing the narrative. Undoing is a defense mechanism where people attempt to reverse or neutralize their thoughts, feelings, or actions by performing an opposite behavior. This strategy can alleviate guilt and anxiety momentarily, but often leads to repetitive cycles without addressing the underlying issue. Some examples are self-harm. An individual overwhelmed with guilt might engage in self-harm as a way to punish themselves and alleviate emotional distress. While this provides temporary relief, it doesn't resolve the underlying guilt. Undoing can be the cause of compulsive cleaning. For example, someone feeling guilty about a mistake might obsessively clean their home as a symbolic act of washing away their wrongdoing. Though this ritual eases their discomfort temporarily, it doesn't address the core issue. When it comes to overeating and dieting, binge eating during stressful periods followed by extreme dieting is another form of undoing. This cycle creates an unhealthy relationship with food and ignores the emotional triggers behind the behavior. Undoing can also be the cause of repetitive rituals. A person with intrusive thoughts might check locks repeatedly to ensure their safety. While these rituals reduce anxiety momentarily, They don't tackle the deeper fears driving their compulsions. In conclusion, undoing is a defense mechanism where individuals attempt to reverse or counteract their thoughts, feelings, or behaviors by performing opposite actions. Long story short, compartmentalization means keeping conflicting thoughts, feelings, or aspects of life separate to avoid discomfort and maintain mental order. Compensation means overemphasizing certain behaviors or traits to make up for real or perceived weaknesses or deficiencies. Undoing is attempting to reverse or undo a thought, feeling, or behavior by performing an opposite action. All defense mechanisms are unconscious strategies that we all use to protect ourselves from unpleasant emotions, such as anxiety, guilt, shame, or sadness. They play a crucial role in maintaining mental balance by managing internal conflicts and external stressors. Each defense mechanism, whether it be splitting, displacement, regression, rationalization, sublimation, reaction formation, identification, introjection, intellectualization, suppression, fantasy, isolation of affect, compartmentalization, compensation, or undoing, operates uniquely to mitigate emotional discomfort. While these mechanisms can provide temporary relief and help us navigate complex emotional landscapes, over-reliance on them can lead to unresolved issues and unhealthy behaviors. Learning to recognize these mechanisms involves self-awareness and reflection, and sometimes we need some extra help to be able to recognize them. By understanding how these mechanisms manifest in various behaviors and thought patterns, we can begin to address the underlying emotions and conflicts that drive them. It's important to note that all defense mechanisms are a natural part of human psychology, offering protection from emotional distress. Recognizing and understanding them can foster healthier coping strategies and emotional resilience, ultimately leading to improved mental and emotional well-being. For today, I'd like to leave it at that. If you have any questions or would like to suggest topics, you're always welcome to write to team@polkamind.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope I poked some minds today. See ya!